All right, this is Wednesday, 4-2-25. Title is, We Already Have the Victory. On 3-25-25, the Lord spoke this to me. He said, symptoms are bait. Satan is defeated and he presents the bait to see if you will be like a fish and take it. Always remember that fear is Satan's M.O. The demons are deathly afraid of you. They're about stealing what Jesus has already bought and paid for you to have when he went to the cross and rose from the dead. Total and complete victory over death. So the way the Lord put it to me is they are fear. And they are the most fearful of all. That's their MO, and that's what they motivate in, and that's all that they know is fear. And they promote fear. They use their fear to try to get you to forget what Jesus has already done for you. That is settled. It's done. It's over. Okay, Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So God disarmed the principalities. This is all the Amplified. God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them and triumphing over them in him and in it, the cross. So keep your victory stance, for you have superiority, and you can continue to take that. You can either give it away or you can maintain your stance, whatever you decide to do. You can't back off your stance. Jesus has already told you, you have this stance. It is rightfully yours. Okay, Ephesians chapter 6 kind of bears that out. This is verses 13, 14, and 15 here. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now we know whatever Satan brings is a lie. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So stand here means to stand literally or figuratively, to abide, appoint, bring, continue, covenant, establish, hold up, lay, present, set up, staunch, stand by force, and still and up. By force, still and up. In other words, keep standing. That's what it means. Keep standing. If you stand and do not take the bait which the thief will bring, and it'll be based in fear, then there's nothing he can do about it. James says that. This is James 4. These are not things that we don't know. These are the things that we forget whenever the opportunity presents itself. James 4, 7 and 8. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Keep the victor's mentality. It is one of his tactics is to get you down and feeling sorry for yourself. Don't let him do it. You can't let him do it. It's what the stance is about. The Lord emphasized to me that the demons are afraid of you. Keep it that way. You're not trying to get the victory. The devil knows that you have it, and with his bait, he tries to steal it from you. That's what the bait's for. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, but fear comes by hearing and hearing the lies of the evil one. Satan is not the author of sickness and disease. He doesn't manufacture anything. He is the author of nothing. All he has is lies. If he really had anything, he would have killed everyone and stolen everything long ago. We need to stop giving the enemy so much credit and give credit where credit is due. Stop trying to get victory because you already have it. And there's a couple of scriptures here. First one is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Starting with 54. So when this corruption shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Right here, victory means a conquest or a triumph. Do we act like we're triumphant? A lot of times we just drag around because of what's being presented to us instead of seeing the right view, which is the victory. We have triumphed. We're not going to, we have. Okay, 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. If we believe what he did, we will too. Don't take the bait. This is what bait is, to persecute or exasperate with unjust, malicious, or persistent attacks. Sound familiar? To harass, entice, or lure, to badger to confusion, hound with unrelenting pursuit and harassing. You've got to keep the helmet of faith on. This is back to Ephesians. Ephesians 6:17. It says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. All right, let me go. I'm nearly done. I told you it's going to be short. Right here, encirclement of the head. That's what the helmet is. It means the encirclement of the head. In other words, mental. That's where the battle is. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every thought, every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. That's what the helmet is for. The helmet keeps you undisturbed from the heckler. Another word for bait is heckle. It means harassing and badgering. Okay. That might be a record, huh?